Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by you. Your donations make this podcast possible. Please consider donating today using the New Life app, visit newlife.com, or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Welcome to New Life Live with host and founder of New Life Ministries, Stephen Arterburn. New Life Live is dedicated to transforming lives one at a time, thanks to the giving hearts of you, our listeners. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word to give you hope and help in life's hardest places. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now here's Steve.
Well, hello everyone. Happy Boxing Day, the day after Christmas. I don't even know what Boxing Day is, but I'm sure somebody in the room does. But it's Becky Brown, and I'm here with Milan Jurkovic and Mark Cameron, and Larry Sonnenberg's joining us today in just to start the day off right? Well, and Larry.
No, go ahead. Keep going.
I was just going to say we are celebrating a special day because it is Milan's final air date on New Life Live. You have been with us for 19 years, Milan. You have changed millions, literally millions of lives, mine being one of them, and I'm forever grateful. And I know that there are so many people that will say the same thing, whether it's because of some wisdom that you shared on the program or because of how we love or intimacy in marriage, all of the ways that you have impacted our lives. But, Larry,
well,
what
first
would you
off,
like to add to that?
I want to say, Milan, I'm sorry Steve is sick and he can't be here today because he really ought to do this. And just give you some honor and some kudos for all that you've done for New Life. I wanted to correct Becky, I hope it's a correction. This is your last regularly scheduled date to be on the radio
there
program.
There you go. Mm-hmm. And there you go.
It's our hope that you'll be back several times, many times during the year when you feel like you can get the gumption to come up and do that again.
When you miss us.
Or maybe yeah.
I don't have anything to do today, so I guess
right.
I'll go in.
You were telling me how bored you were going to be, so I just... Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. He is not. But Milan, we had this... I should let you pull it out. I should have pulled it out before. Made for you, and I'm going to let you...
Oh my goodness.
And it's for those of you, let me hold it up for the YouTube video.
Yeah.
It's an inscription in here that says Broadcast Achievement Award honoring Milan Jurkovic for millions of lives impacted by your wisdom and compassion from 2004 to 2022.
Wow.
So, wow. It's amazing.
Oh, my goodness.
Yay.
Yeah, so thank you.
It's heavy. I feel like I just won The Voice.
Yeah. It looks like it, too.
It does.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah, it looks. It's a microphone that, and, oh, what a beautiful, beautiful thing.
First time I ever heard Milan speechless.
Yeah.
It's, I was going to say.
It's not good for the radio, speechless.
Well, you know, yeah, they're just hearing a lot of hemming and hawing mm-hmm. right now as I'm trying to pull my thoughts together. This is beautiful. I wasn't expecting anything. I just, but I'm very grateful. I am just honored to be a part of New Life and recognizing that so few have an opportunity to sit behind a microphone like this and participate as a speaker in the events of New Life. And Kay and I have very much enjoyed and are honored that we could be a part of New Life to go speak at the events. And then just, I can't believe how almost 19 years has gone by,
yeah.
You know, and you and I
we
came
started on, almost the
we
same
started,
time.
Yeah, you started in January at New Life in 2004. Yeah. I started in March, and I just can't believe where 18 plus years went.
Yeah.
And I know that when I first started the show, I was blonde. I had blonde hair, you know, and now I have gray hair, it just looks different.
I share that with you.
Yeah, I know we do share
we
that.
Me too.
I feel like we ought to have a Milan Day parade somewhere.
Aww,
because this
that would be fun.
It's been incredible. And Becky, I echo you. You have changed lives for my family and for Rhonda and me as well. And
Thank you, Larry.
And I love laughing with you.
And you have changed my life. I mean, every one of you in this audience, and the audience and the people who work here have changed our lives too.
Okay. Well, we'll be back after this break, and we'll continue to celebrate.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
Welcome back. It's Becky Brown with Mark Cameron and Mylon Yurkovich, and we're taking your calls. And we are going to start with Anita, who is calling us from Casper, Wyoming, listens on the internet. And we're glad you called, Anita. How can we help you today?
Hi. I wanted to ask, first of all, I just wanted to say that I've been meaning to call for a really, really long time to speak specifically with Mylon, and I just kept putting it off. And so I'm really grateful that I got through today, so thank you.
You're welcome. Well, who's here for you?
Yeah. How do you know when it's time to leave a marriage? That's my question.
Well, I can tell you've been thinking about this, obviously, for a long time, and it's such a big, heavy, painful issue. I could see why you would have a hard time really asking that question, and then so I empathize. I'm so sorry you're going through this.
Thank you.
So that's a hard question. But I'm going to try and give you a few guidance thoughts along the way because, quite frankly, Anita, this is something that's so common in our culture right now and in our world and even in the church, a very big issue. How long have you been married, Anita?
About 6.5 years.
Okay, is this a second marriage for the two of you?
It's my first, and it's his second.
Mm-hmm. And do you have children with your husband?
He has 5 kids from his first marriage, and they're all grown. And when we got married, my son was 8.
Okay, so you had a son that you brought into
the... I was a single mother.
Okay, so you were a single mother. And your son now he was 8, and so now he's, what, 14?
He's actually 15.
15, okay. So yeah. What do you think is making the relationship so difficult, Anita?
There were a lot of red flags before we got married, and I did call in May, a month before we got married, and I spoke with Jill and Steve, and they begged me not to get married. I told them that I didn't know how to stop the train. I felt that I'd been talked into it, and I felt like everything that I told him, that all the reasons I didn't think we should get married. He's an unbeliever. We were different places in our lives. I just felt like he was talking himself into it and trying to talk me into it, and I froze. And that's what I've been trying to understand, too, all this time, is why did I freeze? Why? I knew in my heart that it was not the right thing. And it was like I had to shut down to get through that day. And I so anyway, he has a lot of triggers. I'm certain that his first wife, probably left for the same reasons that I'm thinking of. Low self-regulation, angry, sarcasm, explosive. He's gotten better, and we've been to years of counseling, but he's about a year ago said, I'm done, I'm not doing any more counseling. And so it's like he's trying, but he's trying on his own. I know that he loves us, I know that he's trying, but I've also, the other reason, this is a really big one for me, is I was never sick before I got married. And I feel like since we got married, about 2 weeks after we got married up until now, I've never been sicker. It's just, I've gotten cancer. I've developed, they call it stress-induced asthma.
Okay, so Anita,
so many,
that what the body goes through when it is highly stressed, and all of your medical symptoms and conditions that you're describing is something that's extremely common for people that are under extensive undue stress. And I'm sorry. Have you been to one of our New Life Marriage Intensives?
We came and we saw you guys, and I remember it was right after that, actually, that I developed asthma. I remember sitting and watching you guys do the, the comfort circle and the holding time.
Mm-hmm.
And it really made a difference for us for about 2 months. I think I realized in that moment that it was just something I've never gotten in my life, and so it was really impactful, but I just feel like we didn't stick with it.
Well, that's the key.
We didn't stick with it. Yeah.
You said he loves you. Do you still love him in some way?
Yeah, but I do. Yeah, but I just feel like I want to be free. And please know that I went into this and I wanted to stay married, and I still feel that that is what I want in the end. But I just am not sure that he's ever really going to be committed to his own work. And so it's really difficult to try to do daily life with someone who every little thing turns into such a big deal. It's just exhausting.
Well, and that's his history screaming at you. You know, that's historical. That's not just you. When things aren't ideal, he is very upset and angry. But I think one of the things you need to do is unfreeze and to ask yourself, why did I freeze when I was put on the spot? And the odds are, Anita, that you froze before that, when you were under stress or pressure, or you were around strong emotions, or dominating people. The odds are you froze there also. So the issue isn't just what do we do now. The issue is also what caused me to say yes when Steve and Jill encouraged me to say no. And why did I freeze and then not have an adult voice and not be able to say what it is that I need to say? Gabor Maté's book, When the Body Says No, is a fabulous book on taking our physical problems and emotional problems and relational problems and stuffing them inside. And then our body reacts with all of these various types of illnesses that we have. And then the reason we stuff and we don't do anything with those emotions except to stuff them and hold them inside is because we're freezing. We don't have another outlet for the expression of those emotions. Mark, what are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, Anita, so sorry for your situation. It is very, very hard to blend a family. I know that. Are you in counseling currently?
Currently, no, but I was. And I am always, I would love to jump back in at any time.
Yeah, I would really encourage that. And as you know, if you've been to intimacy and marriage and heard about attachment styles and the core pattern, Mylan and Kay just do a fantastic job, you know, showing people that each of us in the marriage are insecure, right? And each of us have that individual responsibility to work ourselves out of our insecurities, because that's adding to the core pattern, right? Mylan's talking about this here, how you froze. But that's also part, right? That's part of the pattern there, right? So you have to take some ownership of that. And so I would encourage, you know, go into a counselor that can take you through understanding that pleaser attachment that it sounds like that you have. And learning to work your way out of that, learning to stand up, learning to have that adult voice that Mylan's talking about, how to say no, how to set a boundary. I think the one thing that I would probably encourage first before going straight to divorce is to probably at least separate, right? Set some boundaries up. Say what you're willing. You know, you said that your husband tried counseling before and then he doesn't want to go. I think you need to make that a necessity for health and improvement in your marriage. And I would put that on the line. And if he doesn't want to do that, I would start with a separation. Sometimes people need to see where the consequences of their actions are going. And that can be a great motivator for change and improvement. So I would encourage you to think about that first, and then see where that takes you.
I would love to do something like that, do a separation. But I think that he easily feels like a failure, and so he would rather just go ahead and get divorced.
But that will be up to him. Again, you know, you own a part, he owns a part, you can't do the work for him, he can't do the work for you. So the only thing that you have control over here, Anita, is to do your own work. And as you learn how to become secure, you'll give more secure responses, and he will then be challenged. But you really need to learn how to do that for yourself and challenge him, and then he has a choice in this about what he wants to do.
You know, Mark, you're so right, because a separation to me is a warm boundary. It says, I am saying no to your daily tirades and tantrums, okay, and your reactivity. Now, I'm creating a separation to help you understand, I mean business, that I'm not going to put up with this anymore. But I'm not doing a divorce because I don't want to divorce you. I still love you. So I'm asking you, and this is a strong boundary, to ask you to do something. And I want you to show me that you want to work on you. So I agree with you 100%, Mark.
Yeah, and I would get a couple of other people involved. If you go to a church, get some trusted friends or a pastor involved. Share with them what's happening. Share with them your plans. Have them help you. But the one thing that I would challenge you, Anita, is you said you called in before and the advice you got, you didn't follow through. So this is the point for you right now, right? Now you are challenged to do something different. You're hearing, you know, what Mylan's saying. You're hearing what I'm saying. You're going to hear what Becky's going to wrap up with here. But this is the part where you're challenged to now you take an action here.
Yeah, I love that. And Anita, just the fact that you're frozen even in this question speaks to that pleaser part of you, and separation could give you a chance to practice your adult voice
or victim Becky.
If
she had a horrific history,
yeah,
she's used to walking into horrific situations.
Yeah, I think sometimes what separation can afford us is a space to breathe without the imminent, like, we've got to make a decision. And we're not even in our right thinking brain at that point. We just want to escape. And so the fact, Anita, that you're calling with the question, if we were to say, yes, you should divorce, you still have the hard work to do. You know, and like Mark, you just said, you might not take our advice anyway. But I think I would like to send her a copy of Changes That Heal. I know that she already has your book, Mylan, because she joined us. But I think just getting in a process of, I need to get well. Physically, spiritually, emotionally, mentally, all of the ways so that I can show up in my relationships in the way that God created me to show up. And you will never know what a difference it could make in your husband's life as well. But it's the challenge that we all have. We've got a couple minutes before the break, but I want to go to Kate's call, who's calling us from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, listens to WFIL. Hi, Kate. Thanks for calling in.
Yes, hi. Thank you so much. First, I just want to thank Mylan for all the years of such godly wisdom, and just all the counselors are just, everybody's great. Really, really love you all. But I just feel like I'm same as the caller I just listened to now, that adult voice. I'm in my early 60s, and I feel like I never really have an adult voice, and I don't know how to get it. And that's my question. I just need help in that area.
Okay, that Kate. Is a great question, Kate.
It is. We all need to find our adult voice. And some of us don't even know that we don't have it yet. But Kate, we will get to you after the break. And we'll talk about it in the break. all the wisdom of Mark and Mylan all at the same time. It'll be pretty amazing. We're still taking your calls, 1-800-229-3000. We're so glad that you joined us today. We're so glad that Mylan's here today because of the wisdom that he gives. And we're beneficiaries of it. It's awesome. We're celebrating you today, Mylan. We'll be right back.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
Welcome back. We're so glad you're here. And we are talking with Kate, and she's got a great question for us about how to have her adult voice. And Kate, I don't know if you wanted to add any more to the question or you want us to just dig in.
I don't know if it helps to just let you know, I am number 9 of 10 children. I am the youngest girl. My mother lived to be in her mid-90s, and even on her deathbed, I felt like a child. I felt like I was in fourth grade. And, you know, and I thought, well, I kind of relieved when she passed, thinking now I can be a grown-up. But I feel like it really didn't happen because I'm married kind of the same. I'm married 30 years, and I feel like I have no voice there. And I'm just frustrated because I feel like I don't have the confidence. I just shut down, you know, and then I feel that this resentment inside, and I just stuff it in. So I just need help.
That gives us a better picture, Kate, for sure. You have done some work. Mark, let's start with you. How would you direct Kate to find that adult voice? I'm glad she's still looking.
Yeah, I am too, Kate. Wow, 9 of 10 children and being the youngest girl, you answered the question that I had is why you didn't feel like you had an adult voice. Whenever there's 10 kids, there's a lot of mouths to feed, but that's also a lot of kids to give attention to. And it's so hard just for just logistically for parents, even if you have extended family and other people helping out, you need to have one-on-one time with your parents. And when you have that many siblings, it's hard to get that one-on-one time. And our parents really reinforce our identity in us. And also, I would imagine too, when you have when you're number 9 of 10 and you're all the way down, quote unquote, the pecking order, right? Your probably preferences maybe were not heard either. What are some things that you might have done, Kate? Because you say that you haven't had this adult voice and you don't feel like you have it. Have you done any work to try and get that adult voice?
I can't say I really. No. I've seen counselors, but it's just kind of just to build my confidence, and I don't know. I just feel so defeated.
Have you
so
used that?
I guess the answer is really no.
Yeah, and when you've gone to see these counselors, have you used that term, like, I feel like I don't have an adult voice, I want to get an adult voice?
It's been a while since I've seen a counselor, and I don't think I even saw it as that as much as that I just felt depressed. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So I think that would be helpful, is visiting a counselor who takes what we call a psychodynamic approach, and that's really an approach where somebody explores your background, your childhood history, and helps you understand, you know, the insecurities that you have, or the reactivity patterns that you have that you developed in response to your needs not getting met, or learning how to get your needs met. And I would try and we can help you do that, by the way. Find a counselor who takes that psychodynamic approach, and I would use that language, help them understand, because as therapists, we do need clients to help us, give us information to lead us in a direction too. So I would start there by doing that. What are your thoughts, Mylan?
Kate, are you an introvert by any chance?
No, actually, I don't think I am.
Okay.
I'm in customer service at my job, and I love my job because I have a voice.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in customer service. People look to me.
Okay, so you have a voice with strangers, but you lack a voice with the people that are close to you in your family and your husband.
Yes.
Okay. So I have just two or three steps that will help you. But I want you to just stop and ask, if I'm 9 out of 10 and I'm the youngest daughter, How much younger, or how old was your youngest sibling, who I guess is a boy? Was he when you? How old were you when he was born?
We're all about 14 months apart.
Okay.
My mother had 10 children in 12 years.
Yeah, so you were the baby, but then all of a sudden you weren't the baby. And there's this abrupt departure of, you know, mom's now very engaged with the new baby. And so a couple of things. Number one, I would start writing about your angry feelings, and I would start writing about your depression and that your tendency to shut down. And then I would write about that in a journal. And then I would then pray out loud by yourself someplace. When you're by yourself, read that journal out loud to the Lord and just say, Lord, this is where I am. I'm angry. I'm stuffing my voice. I want to learn to develop a voice that I'm speaking out loud to somebody else other than just rotating and revolving these thoughts in my head. Then I want you to try to find a safe person that would allow you to share those feelings with them. Ask your husband if he would listen to your internal feelings. Not fix it, just listen to your feelings. And include all the emotions that you feel, and ask him to just listen and to just validate that, yes, I hear you, these are your feelings. But we have to learn to vocalize ourselves, and as a part of being assertive. I have one other thought after the break, and it'll be very brief, let's turn it back over to Becky.
I was thinking we were going to come back after the break too, Kate, because I actually have 2 cents, always. But I'm so glad you called today, and we're going to go to a break. We'll be back, and if you're on the line, hold on, because we'll get to your call next.
I was really living a very anxiety-filled life. I turned on New Life, and the topic that day was about anxiety. And just by listening, I got relief.
You can help New Life stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. When you sign up to support us monthly through Club New Life, we'll send you the new member thank you gift of the Life Recovery Bible personal size, the one-year Life Recovery Prayer Devotional, the New Life Journal, a New Life pen and highlighter, and a New Life zippered tote to hold it all. Plus, there are ongoing benefits like access to the Club New Life video library, the monthly Club New Life CD or download, quarterly resources, free shipping on purchased resources, and discounts on workshops. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433. Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today.
Glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
Hello, welcome back. We're so glad you joined us today, and we are finishing up a call with Kate, and she's trying to find her adult voice. Mylon, you had a couple more things you wanted to add.
Well, Mark, were you done with where you were talking, or did you have anything more you wanted to say right there, or...?
I think so. I think we were talking here at the break here, Kate, and we were just kind of and I was saying that you actually have a lot of insight, realizing that you're in customer service, and that gives you a voice. But the one thing that we were talking about here too is that customer service is a little bit different, because you're responding. People are coming to you, and you're being responsive, but you're not actually being proactive, where you've got to go to someone and then you've got to assert yourself. And so that's a little bit different too. And so you may have to find ways to do that. And I think Mylon, he's got a couple of more thoughts here, but I think he was getting there with having you learn how to loop in your husband to get him to do that, right? To do the comfort circle that Mylon and Kate teach about, right? Where you get a chance to be in the speaker role and someone's listening to you, and you get asked about your feelings, and you get to be proactive rather than responsive.
Okay.
So Kate, how physically active are you?
I have some limitations, but I try to walk or ride an exercise bike and get up and move whenever I have opportunity to, you know. Even if it's shopping, like I, you know, I walk up and down each aisle. Like, I am aware of how important movement is.
Well, I want to encourage you to try something different that I did. I didn't have an adult voice myself as an adult. Mm-hmm. And I was good at responding to things, but I wasn't good, as Mark was saying, of being proactive and assertive. So, excuse me. So, 26 years ago, I enrolled in a martial arts studio. And because I could learn to be assertive there, and I could learn to stop people as a part of that learning process and then be assertive appropriately. And so something you may want to think about is to, and that's why I ask about your physical health, to work on something that teaches you assertiveness and saying no to people. No, you can't walk within this 3-foot radius around me if I don't know you. And being able to say no. If you can't do that, then join an assertiveness training class where you learn verbal assertiveness and holding your hand up and telling a person to stop and so on and so forth. So these are various forms of that. And it really transformed me to know that I could learn to say what was going on inside of me. To tell someone to stop and don't come any closer, as well as other things to do about that if they ignore me. So, but I won't go into that in the radio. So anyhow.
I love that idea.
Yeah.
I love
just
that.
How do we be assertive?
Okay.
Yeah. And you're
I
right.
I love that.
You're right, Mark. So assertiveness training is really important.
Yeah. Well, Kate, I also would invite you to join us on our online workshop for emotional freedom. It's going to be January 21st, and it could be a jump start in this process of finding your adult voice. It's a place that you are stuck, and that's what that emotional freedom workshop is all about, and we'd love to see you there. We are going to go to Rich, who's calling us from Albany, New York, and listens on WHAZ. Hi, Rich. Thanks for calling. What would you like to say today?
Yeah, well, thank you for taking my call. And before I forget, I wanted to just say that, Mylon, hopefully you'll pull a Tom Brady on us.
I'm hoping so, too.
Oh, that's
well played, Rich.
Thank you, Rich.
Yeah, really. I just, you know, I've been listening probably close to 19 years, and today is incredible because I woke up and I just said, I can't go to work. For whatever reason, I was really tired. And then I found out that I was in a meeting with someone on last Thursday who came up with COVID on Friday. So I went going through that, you know. So, but it's I can see the universe wanted me to be on this, you know, to say goodbye to you.
Thank you, and, Rich.
And I did call. I did call last January, and you were on the call, and Becky was the hostess, and I talked about being in a friendship with supporting a woman whose husband had Alzheimer's and how difficult it was, and that I've worked with them and known them for years. And your suggestion was to back off. And then that was not the most stellar advice for me because I continued to, you know, be emotionally involved with her. And actually still am to some extent, but much less. And then when I called a few months later, Becky says, yeah, I remember that call.
And I remember that call still
me
right
too.
Now.
Yes, Rich. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right. And Dr. Jill and Steve were like, "Don't, that woman is married. You have no right to have any interaction with her." And Dr. Jill was like, and actually it was Sherry. It was Dr. Sherry. But just like really, really pounded at home. This is a total emotional affair.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think you need to be aware of that. And the rare times that I do see her or text her or whatever, it's really from a distance that I can see you know, that I've created the space to see her as like her big brother, something like that.
No, good job, Rich.
Yeah.
Good job.
Yeah, it's been a struggle. Yeah, it's a struggle.
Of course it would be. And Rich, you are a rarity because people in that particular situation cross lines all the time. You know, those lines are violated all the time when you set up something like that, a triangulation with a caregiver and the other person is incapacitated. That's not uncommon for things to go beyond emotional affairs into physical affairs, and then there's so much guilt and pain and difficulty. But I thank you for your thank you. I thank you for listening. I remember that call, and I'm just – I thank you for being a part of New Life. You're why we're here because we love talking to people. And so, Rich, thank you so much.
Yeah, we're glad you called, Rich. And, you know, we are celebrating you, Mylan, today. And as a part of that, we're going to go to a testimony that Steve's going to share. Terry, you want to roll that?
Steve Arterburn here. Here's a short testimony to show what your generosity is doing here at New Life. This was our final hope. I was filled with doubt and inches away from divorce. We have an 18-month-old and a baby on the way, and our marriage was on its last leg with no hope or direction. Well, intimacy in marriage was life-changing. It was here that I experienced the best weekend of my adult life. Now, I want to be a better husband, a better father. I came from a broken home. I was an abused child, and I want to change that family tree. Thank you for saving my life. That's what your gift to New Life does.
And what a gift you are, Mylan, to us, as well as all of our donors, our Club New Life givers. But I just, you know, I don't know that you can ever get tired of hearing how your ministry and how our ministry together has helped to save someone's life. And I just want to honor you with that today and thank all of our giving families, our donors that help us do what we're doing because we couldn't do it without them. But I just wanted to make sure you heard that directly from Steve, right?
Yes. Becky, I'm honored and humbled every time I hear a statement like that. We didn't go into what we're doing, Kay and I, with the intention of we had no intention except to be authentic and share the information that God had taught us. It so revolutionized our relationship. And then 20 years later, to see how far and wide our material has gone and how many lives have been changed, how many books have been sold, all that, we just pinch ourselves every day. We don't pinch each other. That would not be good. But we but we pinch ourselves thinking, oh, my goodness, God had something in mind that we hadn't even thought of in terms of
He
engineered so many things to put us where we are. So thank you.
And your faithfulness and willingness to follow God's lead and what you just said, your authenticity has literally been a ministry to so many people, not just marriages. That's one thing I say about how we love all the time. Yes, it's for relationships, but literally it's for everybody. To understand our history can make such a difference in our present and our future. And you and Kay both have blessed us all with that insight and with the practical suggestions, with everything from being able to name what you feel inside to having those conversations. And we're going to have some more after this. We'll be right back.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
Welcome back. We are celebrating Mylan's 19th year here on New Life. And as Larry said, it's his last scheduled, regularly scheduled appearance on New Life Live. And we've just been overwhelmed by the support that people have given because of how he and Kay have impacted their life, and we're grateful for you, Mylan.
Thank you.
We're going to go to a call from Tish, who's calling us from Pottsville, Ohio. Watches us on YouTube, and you can watch us there too. Click the like and subscribe so more people know about us there. But Tish, enough about that. How can we help you today?
Tish, I just have a couple of questions. What are your techniques for handling somebody's jealousy?
Okay. What's the relationship, Tish? That would help us. You don't have to name names.
Somebody that I don't know. I'll ask the second question, and it'll broaden the scope of it. How do you build boundaries when you don't know what the person is, what the person represents? You know they're generally, but you don't know their capacity or the capabilities, or you know that they have some mental aberrations, but how do you build boundaries around somebody like that when you don't know who they are, and you have I'm being stalked by somebody, and they have this strong jealousy that's just really strong jealousy. I thought I had a jealous problem years ago, but it doesn't take a candle to my jealousy.
So it's, by jealousy, really, Tish, by jealousy, do you mean that they're possessive of you, or they want to be highly possessive of you?
Yes. Okay. That's part of it, but it's envious. I had a vision to write things from, and I took classes at a seminary, and it was a sad experience, and they just seemed to. From that experience, they had seemed to they've been stalking me. that's the way I see it.
Okay, well, Tish, do you ever feel like your life is in danger in any way?
Occasionally, yeah.
Okay, so one of the things we do with boundaries is we learn to control. And create controls around us that then eventually, or by virtue of doing that, it creates controls over the other person. You know, you should consult a lawyer. You should consult the police. You should consult the possibility of a restraining order. I think it's difficult for us to attribute motives, intentions, or emotions relative to a person's behavior. We simply want to talk about the behavior that they're doing that is bothersome, that they are not necessarily it's a jealousy problem. A policeman won't understand that. But if you say there's a stalking problem, I'm at times afraid for my life, that is something you can take to a court, get a restraining order, and you can create a situation where that person cannot come within a certain radius of your home or you personally. And I think that would be the first thing I would want to do.
Mm-hmm. Mark, do you have anything?
Tish, it sounds like you're trying not to give out too much information. I wonder if that's to kind of protect, you know, the identity of this other person or the situation. So I think what I would say to you is that you own and are in charge of your boundaries, because you're asking, how do I build boundaries? Like, you are in charge. You get to build your boundaries. You get to choose what those boundaries are. And there's many good books and resources out there to help you. One great book is Dr. John Townsend's book, Boundaries.
Yeah.
But what I would do too, I think just the little bit that we're getting to know about your situation is I would also tell someone. It sounds like you need some help. Loop mm-hmm. someone else in, especially if this person is in a position of authority over you. I would loop someone else in so that, you know, they can at least have eyes on the situation, be aware, and you can have that other level of support, like Mylan is saying, that if something does become dangerous, they can shake you a little bit and say, hey, concern, red flag,
yes.
I think you need to say something.
Yes, we will send you a copy of Boundaries, and boundaries are our work, and it does help us stay safe. And Tish, I hope something we said helped you. We're going to go to our final caller on this special day. Karen is calling us from Allentown, Pennsylvania on WBYN. Hi, Karen. We just have a couple minutes, but I wanted to get to your call.
Okay. I'm glad. Yeah, I'll only take a few minutes. I just wanted to say this was the first day I heard Mylan was leaving, and I'm so saddened, and I'm traumatized, Mylan. just really sad. And, you know, I just wish you the best and just thank you for, I'm like, probably a 30-plus year listener back to the Minrith and Meyer days. So just thank you for all your wisdom over the years. And I belong to a recovery group on Monday with Laura Magnin McDonald. And I'm sure all my sisters are just all kind of saddened that you're leaving. So maybe I love the comment about the Tom Brady. Hopefully you'll come back.
There you go.
Karen, thank you so much. It's a privilege, and I am certain I will loop back into New Life one of these days for some reason, because it's family, you know? And mm-hmm. so
exactly.
And we're parting on a really positive note. So thank you so much, and send my regards to your group.
Yeah, we'll send you a copy of Mylan and Kay's How We Love. Mylan, I want to give you the last minute or so to inspire us all, because I know you will. No pressure.
Well, I would have to say, and I'm being smiled at through through the window here. Change takes place when we're brave. We have to choose to be brave. It's the bravest prayer is in Psalm 139. Search me, O Lord, and see what those hurtful ways are in me. And in a marginal reading in my Bible off to the margin, it says, ways of pain. And search me, help me find those ways of pain, and lead me in the everlasting way. And Kay and I start all of our conferences with that verse, because we have to be able to look at those ways of pain and say, I don't want that pain anymore. God's a transformative God, and until we're really ready to face the pain, and as my wife, who's the queen of one-liners, says, pick your pain. The pain of staying stuck with that, whatever that way of pain is, and the pain of growth to become something new, because both are painful, but one is transformative, and that was a path we chose to take. So it's an honor to be here, and I'm grateful.
God bless you, Mylan.
Thank you.
In this next adventure. We are so glad you joined us today, Mark and Mylan, and our listeners. We'll see you next time.
We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you. But you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.